Good evening. Glad to have you with me. Got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about incompetence. We're going to talk about more incompetence. We're going to talk about veterans. We're going to talk about Medi-Cal. We're going to talk about stuff. And welcome. We're going to talk about baseball. We're going to talk about New York. I'm going to talk about lots of stuff. Glad to have you with us. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, right here on Assets and Aging, heard on KFBK every Sunday for 21 years, maybe soon to be 22 years. I think my anniversary is in October. I can't remember. It's been so long. But we're going to talk about what's happening today. And we're going to talk about its impact on the frail elderly among us, a group that right now not a whole lot of people care about. We're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about the cost of care. We're going to talk about veterans benefits. We're going to talk about incompetence. We're going to talk about baseball. We're going to talk about lots of things. So I'm glad you're here. If you care about seniors, if you are a senior, if you're going to be a senior, if you're ever going to get old, if you're ever going to become frail, if you're ever going to need someone to care for you, if you're ever going to need someone to you to care for someone. You know, I had somebody in my office. Everybody thinks I make up these stories. I don't, folks. They happen every day. I had someone in my office yesterday. And I have somebody else coming into my office today. Similar situation. Parents. One parent is losing it. Mentally. They're old. The other parent is doing their best to take care of them. They can't do it. The person who has dementia needs care, needs to be in a facility. They can't get them in one. The daughter who works all day long is trying to take care of them. She's doing a yeoman's job. She's doing a phenomenal job trying to take care of her parents. But she's all alone. So we're going to help. I'm going to help. I'm going to try to make things better. It's what I've been doing for 35 years, is taking situations where people are at wit's end trying to deal with this stuff, and I try to sit down with them and make it better. It's not always easy. There's not always a clear-cut solution, but it can be made better if you want it to be. It's not rocket science. It's harder than rocket science. Rocket science is flip the switch, fire that sucker, and away it goes. This is endless, and it's draining, and it's mind-numbing. And today I'll see somebody in a very similar situation. Maybe even a little worse. It happens every day. It's happening all around you. It's happening in your family. But you don't know what to do. You don't know how to deal with mom or dad or grandma or grandpa because we're not trained to do this. You never went to school to learn how to take care of grandma who doesn't know what planet she's on. Families don't talk about it. Parents don't talk to children. Children don't talk to parents. Nobody talks to grandma and grandpa. Because they smell funny or they act weird. We're going to talk about all of that stuff today. We're going to talk, as I said, about baseball, money, vets, Medi-Cal, and all kinds of stuff. I have an upcoming webinar. You should write this down. I'm going to give you all my contact information in a minute. But you should write down my upcoming webinar, which is this coming Tuesday, the 18th at 6 o'clock. This coming Tuesday, the 18th, at 6 in the p.m. It'll be, and how do you sign up for my webinar? It's live. You'll see me. We'll get to ask questions. We're going to talk about stuff that's important stuff. How do you get to the webinar? You go to my website. My website is Assets and A-N-D, Assets and Aging, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, A-S-S-E-T-S-A-N-D-A-G-I-N-G.com. You can sign up. There'll be a sign up. You sign up. It'll tell you how to get into the webinar next Tuesday, the 18th at 6 p.m. Be there. What else are you doing at 6 o'clock? You're not going out. So learn something. Become educated and make a difference for your family. You can do this. People do it every day. You can do this. You can make a difference for your family. Okay, I'm Bob Scrivano again, your host. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. I don't want to. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what the heck they're talking about. I do know some, by the way. I have a California insurance license. My insurance license number is, I have to give you this or somebody gets mad, 050-7192. Had it for 40, 50 years. I don't know, long time. I have a legal document assistant license registered in Sacramento County, California, license number 2004-05, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request so I can deal with your trusts, your wills, your powers of attorney, your deeds, those kinds of things. I'm licensed to do that, and I have been for 16 years. What else? I'm not securities licensed. Don't want to be. I don't want to be involved in what's coming. If you don't think it's coming, you're not paying attention. My own personal opinion, just my opinion. Even the Fed is talking today in the paper about the inflation making a return. What else? And if you think gold is the answer, good luck with that. I'm forgetting something. I'm not an attorney. I'm not securities licensed. I'm not a tax preparer. I don't do taxes. So anything we talk about here on any subject on the planet is my opinion only, and is only my opinion only, and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. However, when it comes to talking about the frail elderly, I know a lot, and I've been doing it a long time. Don't confuse me with the financial shows, folks. This is not about finance. This is not about making an extra 1% or, you know, buying gold or buying a mutual fund. That's about return. My goal always has been about preservation, not return. I don't care what you're doing. I want you to be able to keep it because long-term care is unbelievably expensive. It's ridiculously expensive. The people that own homes make unbelievable profits. I've seen their balance sheets, their public record. You can't get in a nursing home today. You can't get in assisted living. Healthcare workers, a lot of them are unlicensed. In-home care workers are unlicensed. The agencies may be licensed, but the person coming into your house doesn't have a license. It's an unbelievable rat's nest of regulations, lack of oversight, not caring, and we're going to talk about all that in a minute. Let me give you my contact information. You already have my website, assetsandaging.com. You can go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/assetsandaging. I do Facebook Live videos all the time. They're really good. You should watch them. I'll probably be doing one later on today after I'm done recording the show. My phone number, same phone number for 35, 40 years, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Even in Sacramento, you call that number. I give the same number out all the time. I know they don't charge you for long-distance calls anymore, but everybody gets the same number, 800-999-8007. Lots of ways to contact me. Lots of ways to get information. Let's start with this. This just struck me as appalling. I don't know why, it just did. This was in AP News, Associated Press News, which you don't even know where it came from, okay? It just came from someplace. most newspapers don't get news from, they get it from Associated Press. And you don't know where that came from. It'll be have an author, but you don't know who they are. Very few newspapers and media outlets. Do you think the person giving you the local, the news at night, the network news at night, they have a degree in journalism, folks. They don't have a degree in social studies. They don't have a master's in political science. They're just fed information on a teleprompter. If you've ever been in a news studio, which I have, the person sitting there behind that desk just reads what's in front of them. Half the time, they're not even responsible for the content. If somebody else put the content up on the teleprompter, and they just read it. Do you think they have some corner on the truth? Here's an example. AP study, Major League Baseball salary under $1.3 million. Oh, my lands. Baseball players on average are making less than $1.3 million on average. Now, how many of you are making $1.3 million? I like baseball. I don't ever care about what people make. But do you think that's a little insensitive for the AP to point out that, gee, poor baseball players are only making $1.3 million a year on average? Some of them are making $20 million a year. But on average, they're making $1.3 million a year. Now, how many people do you know out of work? How many people can't get work? And they're complaining? I just found that insensitive. Let's talk about some other stuff that has my attention this week when it comes to long-term care. Santa Barbara County reports 78 new COVID cases. Testing focuses on care facilities. Care facilities. I got a phone call last night. I had to take care of someone in a nursing home. And I got a phone call last night, I don't know, it's, from somebody at the nursing home saying they now have COVID in the building. And everybody's on a 14-day quarantine. Now, what's it going to be like keeping a 95-year-old who doesn't know what planet they live on locked in their room? Most nursing home rooms, many nursing home rooms, not most, have limited access to bathrooms. So we have more outbreak. Where is it? In nursing homes. Santa Barbara County reports 78 new testing focuses on nursing homes. Once again, seniors are taking the brunt. Who in government cares? Anybody care about this? Anybody care about the fact that half of the people that died in the United States, 48% or whatever it is, died in care homes? They're not healthy people. They died in care homes. We have the same model for care homes. You know how often a care home gets inspected? Assisted livings get inspected once every 5 years on average. Nursing homes once every 2 years on average. Unless somebody files a complaint, there's nobody in there. By the way, you can go to the state of California and get a list of all the complaints on all nursing homes. There is public record. Same thing with assisted livings. My point is, I've been screaming this at the microphone now since February, that the most dangerous place you could be right now, because they're unregulated and all owned by big corporations. Remember, most nursing homes are not owned by a family that lives down the street. They're owned by a major corporation, and the corporation is in Carolina or Illinois or wherever it is. It's somewhere else. They're not involved in the day-to-day operation. It's an employee. And if the employee doesn't bring in enough revenue, they won't be there next year, the manager. Let me read you another one. Florida's elder care facilities buckle as virus deaths climb. This is from the Wall Street Journal, August the 12th. The other one was from, where was the other one from? I can't remember. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Why? I'm not. Are you surprised? I'm not surprised. Do you think that's not happening in California? You don't think that's happening in California? Of course it's happening in California. This is another one. This is also from the Wall Street Journal, the only newspaper in the country that really covers this stuff. The local papers don't want to cover this stuff because they don't want anybody. Never mind. Wall Street Journal, August 8th. Nursing home deaths are rising again, federal data shows. Well, gee, what a surprise. If you saw how nursing homes are built, you build up with three people in a room, sometimes four people in a room, minimum of two people in a room, living 4 feet apart inside the building, and there's one nurse maybe covering four different rooms or five different rooms. They're breeding grounds for this kind of stuff. That's why even before coronavirus hit, nursing homes used to shut, how many of you knew this, used to shut regularly during flu season. You weren't allowed to go in. People weren't allowed to go in. You had to gown up if they did allow you in. Why? Because it's a breeding ground. I'm not picking on nursing homes, folks. I'm picking on the fact that when the governor does his little thing, I'm not picking on the governor because I got an article here about, here's another one. New York's true nursing home death toll cloaked in secrecy because the governor there won't release the real numbers. They don't want anybody to know. They don't want anybody to know. It's not something people want out there. So when the governor does his noon broadcast, have you heard him talking about, gee, it's really terrible what's going on in nursing homes, and here's the 4 steps we're going to do to fix it? No. He talks about masking and parties on the beach. It's a real issue, folks. Do you understand how the frail elderly are especially at risk? When you look at the numbers of people who have died in the United States of coronavirus, almost half of them are old people in care homes. And remember, if you die in a hospital and you're an old person and you die of the coronavirus, that doesn't show as you dying in a care home. That you may have come from a care home to the hospital. That's why the numbers are so skewed. That's why you can't get the true number of seniors that are impacted by this. Then the next article I have, boy, is this one the truth. I read every day, folks. I get stuff every day. August 6th. Where's this from? Greenwich Time. And it's keeping loved ones from visiting our coronavirus patients is making them sicker. That's true, because they're isolated. I just told you I got a phone call from a nursing home. They had one case. One of their staff worked someplace else too, brought in the coronavirus. It's now in the building. The person's asymptomatic, but it's now in the building. And they're going to have to keep 100 old people locked in their rooms for 2 weeks. How do you do that? How do you keep people from socializing? Even if they have dementia, you have completely upset their rhythm and their routine. What's that going to do to their health? What's that going to do to their families who can't come and visit? The fact that they can't, mom may not recognize, know her daughter's name, but she recognizes this is a person in her life. But that daughter can't come anymore because we've locked all of them down. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but why did we lock them down? What was the model for this? Why weren't we doing stuff in February when I was screaming about it on the radio, and now here we are in August and we're still making the same mistakes? There's no voice out there crying out, me. I'm a little guy on a station in Sacramento crying out for some kind of moderating change in the way care facilities are run. I wish I could connect all the dots for you on the air, but I can't. I need a board to connect the dots. If you come to my webinar on next week on the 18th at 6 o'clock, if you sign up for my webinar, somebody remind me, because you can ask me questions to connect the dots on all this stuff. It's not new. I've been doing this for 35 years. This is not new. Nursing homes have been shutting down for contagious diseases every year since I've been in them, and I've been in them for 35 years. Even hospitals. You notice now when you go to a hospital, almost all hospitals have what? Private rooms. Do you think that's just for your comfort, or do you think it's because they're concerned about MRSA and other infections that get going in hospitals? And if there's four people in a room, that that encourages the disease to spread. Because when the aid worker walks in and they go over to Fred, they then walk across the same room after dealing with Fred and they go see Harry, and then they go next in the same room and they go see Phil, and you get the point. It's been going on for a long time, folks. It's not new. Okay, and here's my last one. This is also kind of my outrage of the week. This is from, where is this from? I gotta look and see where I got this. It's an article written by Suzanne Woolley. I think it's an article in, where is this? The Pew Research Center. Where is this from? Oh, Bloomberg. This is Bloomberg. Okay, Bloomberg, a very rich guy. It's his magazine. To escape COVID-19, grandma's living in the backyard. This is an article. Now, understand what I've just said about the frail elderly and families and separation. Now, this family, more than 40, it says 50 years have been living separately, 40% of deaths from COVID have been people in nursing homes or residential. It's almost 50%. But this family spent $250,000 building a 450-foot air-conditioned building in the backyard so mom could live there. Now, it's great. It's got a kitchenette. It's got a dining room. It's got a bedroom. Also, mom could live safely in the backyard of the kids' house because mom didn't want to live alone. Now, it's great, but how many of you have an extra $250,000? And by the way, it looks like they live on 5 or 10 acres. How many of you have $250,000 to put up a grandma complex in your backyard? And could you even get zoning to do it? Could you even get permits to do it? Now, it's a neat thing. I'm happy for the family. They found a solution. But look, that's the exception to the rule. Nobody's talking about what this is doing to families. I am, and I'm going to keep doing it because I think it's important. But it's great that the baseball players are making $1.3 million, and it's great that this family can spend $250,000 putting up a grandma complex in the backyard. How many of you could do that or afford to do that or even be able to do that on your lot? Do you think the county would let you put up a 500-square foot structure in your backyard? Get in to see me. Make sure you're doing the right things. Make sure you have a plan. Make sure you have the right documents. We're going to talk more about that in the second half hour. But make sure you understand the problem, would you please? If you think you can just hide out and it's not going to impact you, I get phone calls every single day from families struggling what to do with grandma. Because the safety valves they used to have, they don't exist anymore. What this is doing to families and to the frail elderly, being separated from their children, not being able to get grandma someplace where she needs to have help, hospitals dumping patients, nursing homes dumping patients, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. During the break, go to my website, assetsandaging.com. ASSETSANDAGING. Assetsandaging.com. And sign up for my webinar this coming Tuesday, the 18th at 6 o'clock, where we'll have a chance in person to discuss this. You'll get to see my smiling face, where we're going to discuss all of these issues. When I come back from the break, I'm going to talk about money. I'm going to talk about long-term care. I'm going to talk about veterans benefits. I'm going to talk about Medi-Cal. I'm going to talk about protecting your home and your assets and making sure that a lifetime's work isn't lost on long-term care. I'm going to talk about all that stuff when we come back. I wanted to spend the first half hour reiterating the issue as it impacts my people, which are the frail elderly. You hear all the stuff about jobs and all that's important, folks, but I want you to understand that this has disproportionately impacted families and of the frail elderly. The frail elderly and their families have suffered mightily in this, and no one talks about it. I hope you'll stick around for the second half hour. I'm going to talk about money, veterans benefits, Medi-Cal, preserving assets, and how to pay for long-term care. We're going to take a little break here in a minute. I'll be back shortly thereafter, and we're going to talk some more. So stick around. I hope you stay with me. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Don't go away. I'll be back in a few minutes after you listen to some weather and the traffic. See you in just a few seconds. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Thanks so much for joining me. I know the last half hour sounded like a little bit of a rant. And make no doubt about it, it was. Again, I get these articles. I'm next to my, where I record the show in my office, there's a printer, a little printer. And on top of that printer is a stack that's 2.5-3 inches thick. And it's all articles about what's been happening with seniors since all of this started. What's been happening with the frail elderly? What's been happening in nursing homes? What's been happening in the hospitals? What's been happening with hospitals dumping patients? The people that do what I do, we talk to each other. And we talk to each other fairly often. The people that I trust that do what I do. Helping take care of the frail elderly and preserve assets and making sense out of all of this. And it's going on all over California. You think this is limited to New York or Florida or New Jersey? No, it's happening in California. The minute this stopped being a medical issue and became a political issue, and if you don't think it's political, you're not paying attention. I'm an equal opportunity condemnist. This has been mismanaged by everybody. Because it ceased to be a medical problem and became a political problem with everybody trying to figure out how they can make hay out of this for political gain. If you don't think that, you're not really paying attention to this. This should be caring about people who are sick. This should be about figuring out how to do this. This should be based on finding the best for everybody instead of somebody trying to make political hay out of a speech or out of an appearance. Or out of what else, or blaming it on somebody else. Let's assume if we knew today exactly where it came from. Would it change anything? Would it change anything? How many of you have ever made a mistake in your life? How many of you have made more than one mistake in your life? How many of you have ever made a mistake in your life that was really big? Is there any way you could go back? Let's assume you go back and dissect that mistake. And you go back and you figure out exactly the precipitating event that caused you to make that mistake. Is there anything you could do to change the mistake? No. You're stuck with the results of your mistake, and then you figure out how to make that better or neutralize it or contain it or whatever it is. The minute this became political instead of medical, we were in trouble. And I think it's one of the things that will keep us in trouble for a while because everybody wants to blame somebody instead of dealing with this. This is not new. The frail elderly have always been more susceptible to infectious diseases. Always. As we get older, all of us become compromised physically. I don't care what you think. Well, I can do all the things I used to do when I was 22. No, you can't. You can't move as fast. You can't think as fast. You can't do all the things. You can't do those things. You shouldn't be up cleaning the gutters when you're 80. Well, I've been cleaning gutters for 45 years. Yeah? Well, you're going to wind up in a hospital. It's only a matter of time. It's the reality of this is we are where we are. Are we now going to deal with it in an open way and dealing with this medically? Or are we going to continue to deal with it politically, which will, I believe, my opinion only, will make this last longer than it should have? We should have already had control of this, and yet I'm reading an article. Oh, I read another article this week. I can't find it, so I can't give you the source. But San Quentin has had a big COVID outbreak. What a surprise. How much money? What a surprise. That a prison with 3,000 people all living within 4 feet of each other has a COVID outbreak. Why is that surprise? What things were done to mitigate that, knowing that this was going to happen? Anybody could have told you this was going to happen. So let's talk about the issues of this when it comes to long-term care planning. So if... In addition to all of this, we have the normal things that happen to us when we get older going on. People get frail, they get pneumonia, they develop dementia. I have a client with ALS. I have clients with frailty. I have clients in wheelchairs. I have clients, just the normal issues of aging. So in the middle of all of this, let's go back and focus on the normal issues of aging. What's the number one issue to overcome when we talk about taking care of mom or dad or grandma or grandpa? What's the number one issue? Come on, think. I'd like to give an award if somehow I was live. I'd say the first person with the answer I'd send a copy of my book to. By the way, if you don't have a copy of my book, you should call me and I'll get you one. They're $20. What's the number one issue? Money. Money. Because money's what's going to allow me to care for grandma or care for grandpa or care for, you know, my spouse. Money. Money. What buys groceries? Money. What pays for medical care? Money. Money is at the center of providing appropriate care for your mom, your dad, your frail loved one. I want to keep them at home. Okay, who's going to take care of them? We're going to hire a caregiver. How are you going to pay for that? It's $15,000 a month, $12,000 a month. No, yes, it is. Well, we're going to put mom in a memory care unit. Well, you can't get her in right now, probably. But if you can get her in, it's going to be $8,000 a month minimum. That's $100,000 a year. Well, we're going to put mom in an assisted living. She doesn't need it. Okay, that's going to be $6,000 a month, $5,000 a month. That's $60,000 a year. Where's the money going to come from? What sources are there to help you with care? Let's talk about some of them. One is you. Have you really thought through? Everybody goes to financial planners and they talk about, I want to increase my rate of return. I want to know how long it'll last. Not that your rate of return is going to go from 2% to 1% to 6% to 5%. It's how long will it last if you need 3 or 4 or 5 years of care? The average time between the onset of Alzheimer's and death is 8 years, diagnosis. 8 years. How are you going to pay for 8 years of care for mom? Where's the money going to come from? You better have an answer to that question. You don't? Why aren't you coming to the webinar next Tuesday? You should. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and sign up. Well, there's a couple places the money can come from. One is long-term care insurance. Most people don't have it, and the state of California has regulated it out of existence in this state. There used to be 80 companies, 50 companies selling long-term care insurance in California. Now there's 4 or 5. I know one agent who's probably the best long-term care agent I ever knew, moved to a different state so he could sell long-term care insurance because he couldn't sell it anymore in California because California has regulated it out of existence. California, because of nonprofits and advocacy groups, has regulated a lot of products that help seniors, like annuities, out of existence. Annuities, folks, there's annuities, there's new breeds of annuities, hybrid annuities that actually you don't have to qualify them for medically, will pay income for long-term care. And if you need that income, if under certain provisions of the product, the income will double over what it was before. So you have money to pay for long-term care and in-home caregiver. I don't have time to go into all of those on the air, but if you want more information, let me know. They will actually generate large amounts of income to help pay for long-term care, to help pay for home care, to help pay for assisted living, to help pay for a memory unit. They're terrific, and there's no underwriting. It's not like you don't have to go long-term care insurance. If you even could get it, you'd have to spend 3 months of underwriting and physicals and blood tests and all that kind of stuff. What about veterans benefits? Did you know there's a veterans benefit called aid in attendance? It's been around for a long time. Now, it's been gutted because of advocacy groups in California. It literally, people who claim to be helping veterans actually gutted the program for veterans. Because they said veterans benefits should only go to poor veterans. So if you carried an M1 in Korea, or whatever they used in Korea, and you came back and made money, and you carried an M1 in Korea, and you came back and you didn't make a lot of money, they want one of them to get benefits and not the other one. But they both fought for their country. Makes no sense to me, but that's what advocacy groups in California got. They gutted this benefit because they imposed upon it a 3-year look back, so that veterans who served their country who made a little money couldn't get the benefit. Veterans who served their country but didn't make much money could get the benefit. You go figure. Go figure. Okay? But it's out there, and it's called aid in attendance. You have to plan for it because it has a 3-year look back. It pays about $2,000 a month to a veteran tax-free if they need assisted living or home care or a memory unit or a boarding care. That's a substantial amount of money, tax-free. It'll pay a widow about $1,200 plus a month, $1,300 a month, tax-free, if you were the widow of a veteran who served. The requirements are pretty simple. I've talked about them before. 90 days of continuous active duty. One of those 90 days had to have been during a time of war. No, you don't have to have been in the theater. You could have been a cook in Kansas during Korea. You still meet the requirements. And other than dishonorable discharge. The benefit is out there. You have to plan for it now, because of the 3-year look back. But let's say you're 75 years old and right now you're in pretty good health. You're a Vietnam War vet. Well, 3 years from now, you could be eligible for the benefit, or your wife could be eligible for the benefit with a little planning. You don't need it today, but you might need it by the time you're 80. Why would you pass up this benefit? It makes no sense to me. But vets don't know about it. They've been told they can't get it. They've been told there's nothing they can do. But I know people who get this benefit all the time. It's called aid in attendance. You want to know how to help pay for long-term care? You want to help know how not to be a victim and how to preserve what you have? Well, here's one way. Let's talk about another one. It's called Medi-Cal. I'm going to talk more about these in the webinar on Tuesday. Let's talk about Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal is a federal and state program that provides health care to people who can qualify. It has nothing to do with you being poor. Nothing. It has limits, bottom limits and top limits, although recent decisions have changed that, court decisions, and allowed more people to keep more than they used to. Medi-Cal has several different programs that can help seniors. The most common one, not the most common, the one most people think of, is Medi-Cal will pay for nursing homes. How much will they pay? They'll pay up to 100% of the cost. Well, I'm going to lose my house. No, you're not. Not if you do it right. I have to lose all my money. No, you don't. Not if you do it right. And I've been doing it right for 30 years. But it takes pre-planning. It's very hard to do after the fact. It has to be planned for before the fact. So mom's 80, I got to get my stat right, but I'll be really close. Half of all people over 85 have some form of dementia. Half. Half of all people over 85, and might be 80, but I think it's 85, have some form of dementia. Our brain deteriorates as we get older. There's nothing we can do about it. How many people do you know in your own family that are frail? They don't walk so well. They're subject to falls. They maybe can't get to the bathroom in time. They're not driving anymore. How many of you have somebody in your family like that? That's who we're talking about. Every family has somebody in their family. I'm talking to every family listening to me right now. Someone in your family is a frail older person, and they're going to become more frail. So how are you going to pay? You can pay. Long-term care insurance you probably can't get, if you could, you couldn't afford it, and most of you don't have it because California has driven most of the companies out of business in California. Medi-Cal has a couple programs. Well, I just mentioned one for nursing homes. Another one that's a great program. There's actually two, personal care services provider and IHSS, in-home support services. That will help pay for a caregiver to come into the house for up to 283 hours a month. Can the caregiver be your daughter or granddaughter? Yes. Can they get paid? Yes. Can it be a spouse? No, the spouse can't get paid. But you could get a niece. You could hire a caregiver. You could do whatever, and Medi-Cal will pay for up to 283 hours a month, depending on your assets and income. IHSS is primarily income-based. Long-term care Medi-Cal is primarily asset-based. But both of them are available. There are other Medi-Cal programs. I can't go into all of them. There's so many, folks. There's a waiver program that helps pay for assisted living, but right now that's shut down and there's a long waiting list because the state doesn't think you're important enough as a senior to fund the program, so they don't give it much money. We've got an outbreak. We got 1,000 people sick in San Quentin. How much do you think that's costing the state? But we don't have enough money to provide the waiver program so that seniors can be in assisted living facilities. Low-income seniors can be in assisted living facilities. That we don't have money for. You figure out all the things we have money for, but what we don't have money for, remember, almost half the deaths in the United States have been in care homes, but we don't have enough money to provide for the frail elderly and make sure they're safe and warm and taken care of. It just drives me cuckoo nuts. The priorities we have as a society sometimes amaze me at where our priorities lie. And all you have to do is look around this state and other states to find out where our priorities lie. Rural hospitals are in so much trouble. That's another subject for another day. But rural hospitals, look at the history of some politicians when it comes to rural hospitals. And what rural hospitals are going to. There's just so many places when you start connecting the dots, folks, that the frail elderly are not high on the list. They're not. You can call it whatever you want to call it. You can say I'm crazy. You can say I'm not speaking the truth. But 25, 35 years of doing this have taught me that we're not high on the frail elderly are not high on the care list. Well, you know, grandma's going to get older. There's not much we can do. There's lots you can do to keep grandma safe and warm and comfortable. Doesn't that make sense? Doesn't it make sense? I would think one of the things, if you're a family that cares about the family, that the generation, the grandmas and the grandpas and that generation would be really important to us as families. We think all the time about the legacy we want to leave our children. I would think one of the things we would want to leave them is a legacy for how we took care of grandma and grandpa and how we made sure that grandma and grandpa were warm and safe and taken care of. And if we can't do that as a people, as a government, as whatever, I would think that would be somewhere really up high on the list of important things in California. But when you look at the things that are really important to the legislature, and you look at the things that they spend all of their time on, making sure that the frail elderly are warm and comfortable is not on that list. That's my opinion. Somebody can disagree with me, but it's not on my list. And I'm not pointing to one side or the other. Just look at what state legislatures spend their time and money on, and making sure that grandma and grandpa and the frail elderly are warm and safe and taken care of, I don't think makes it into the top 20. There's lip service given to it, but when it comes to actual doing, it's not high at the top of the list. So it falls on you as a family. I can help your family. I can help your family figure this out. I can help your family figure out what benefits are available to you. I can help your family make sure that grandma and grandpa are taken care of, that mom and dad are taken care of, that my spouse is taken care of, that person, that aunt that I love, that's my favorite aunt, who's alone and frail and scared, is taken care of. I can help you figure that out. I've been doing it for 35 years, and I'm better at it than anybody else, or as good as. There's a lot of people who claim to work in my world. None of them have been doing it as long and as successfully as I have. And I'm proud of that. This is the longest running show in California on the issues of aging. This is the longest running show in California on the issues of aging. You have a unique chance here to take positive steps with someone who you are familiar with and who you listen to every week, to make sure that your family isn't wiped out by the costs of long-term care. You have the right to protect what you have. That is your right to do. Have you taken all the steps necessary to protect what you have so that it's available to your family when you need care? You have the right to protect your house. You have the right to protect your money. You have the right to make decisions that will allow your family to be in charge rather than someone else. You have the right to do all that. At least we still do. Take advantage of what you have in front of you today. Make sure you don't become a victim. Make sure you take all the steps necessary to make sure that that loved one in your family gets to live out the rest of their life in comfort, in warmth, with care around them, with people who are involved in their lives. Make sure you have documents in place, and most of you don't. Make sure you have documents in place that are going to allow you to take care of grandma, that are going to allow you to take care of your Aunt Tilly, and do it with love and respect and kindness. I know I come here every week, and sometimes what I talk about is dark, but I've been watching this for 35 years, folks, and I haven't seen a big change in the way we treat our frail elderly and their importance in our lives as a society. So I hope your family will take the steps necessary to make sure that within your family unit, you've done everything you can to make sure your mom and dad are safe and well and taken care of. I told you I had a daughter in my office this week dealing with one parent that has dementia and the other parent trying to take care of them. And she's the only one. I told her I was so proud of her because she's the only one in the family who's available to step up and make sure that her parents are warm and safe and taken care of. And she's willing to take on that load and that responsibility and that burden. And she does it gladly and lovingly. And I told her, I'm just so proud of her, because I see so many families that are dysfunctional, that are more worried about how much money they're going to inherit than making sure mom and dad and Grammy and Grampy are safe and warm and loved and taken care of. Make sure you get to my webinar on Tuesday. If this kind of stuff is important to you, not only do you need to be educated, you need to act. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com. You can sign up for my webinar there. You can send me an email. You can get into my office by calling me at 800-999-8007. Yes, I do see clients and we can socially distance. 800-999-8007. Who in your family do you love? Who in your family is frail? Who in your family are you willing to step up to the plate and be responsible for? Are you ready to take the steps necessary to protect everything you've worked a lifetime for? Is it hard? No. Does it take effort? Absolutely. Does it take putting one foot in front of the other? Absolutely. Take the steps today to make sure your family doesn't lose everything just because at the end of life, grandma or grandpa or mom and dad were frail. 800-999-8007. I hope you'll join me at the webinar on Tuesday at 6 o'clock, the 18th. Look forward to seeing you then. Look forward to seeing you here or in my office soon. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being a part of the Assets and Aging family. 800-999-8007. I hope you have a great day, a great week, and stay safe. And thank you for joining me here every week. Bye-bye.